If you want NASCAR talk, you've come to the right place. You're listening to The Race Report.
And welcome back to The Race Report. Steve Parker along with Sam Atwell. Thanks so much for joining us. Kyle Busch dominating right now. He has won three of the last five races, I believe, and I had it written down here, for what, five top fives in the last seven, six top fives in the last seven races.
It's pretty consistent.
That'll get you the points lead.
Yeah. That'll get you a championship.
Yeah, it will. That'll get you the points lead. You know, the thing is, too, you know, we're talking early on in the headlines about the fact that this looks like it's a good thing we have the chase this year, because Kyle Busch might have this wrapped up by 4th of July if we didn't. But you know what? He keeps putting away wins. He could have a 60, 70-point lead when the chase starts. You know, if he keeps up at this pace, you know, because you get the 10 bonus points for each victory. And so once they reset that chase field, he's two victories up on Carl Edwards right now. Because remember, Carl basically, he's not going to get the bonus points for the win at Las Vegas because of the penalty there. So Carl Edwards officially, as far as counting toward chase bonus points, only has two victories, not three. Because they were not, that's part of the penalty, is that Vegas win will not count for bonus points in the chase. So Kyle Busch already up by 20 points on the next guy, and nobody else has more than one victory. So he could stink up the show. He could have a pretty good gap when the chase starts.
Oh yeah,
if he keeps up this pace. So.
If he were to get 6, 7, 8 wins,
yeah,
this could be huge. The chase could be over before it starts.
Yeah.
If nobody else picks up the pace to fill in that, and no other than Carl Edwards, since Edwards got his last one, no other team is really picking up the slack to step up to the plate to show us anything.
No, not really. I mean, it looked like the only team that looked like maybe they're taking a step forward, obviously, is the 9 team of Casey King. They win the All-Star race and then win the 600, but then they stumbled last week with problems, so not able to back up that good 600 run with another one at Dover. You know, Jimmy Johnson looks like, you know, Lowe's Motor Speedway looked like they were stepping it up. You just keep thinking Hendrick Motorsports is going to be the one to kind of challenge. Richard Childress Racing kind of hanging in there, but again, and that's kind of what we touched on earlier, Sam, the fact that, you know, these other guys are running okay, but even these guys in the top five, fourth, fifth place cars, Jeff Gordon said it after a third place run at Darlington. He goes, yeah, I'm happy with the top five, but we're so far away from winning. He finished third and was disappointed because he was so far away from the winning car.
However, here's looking at the point standings, and I found this amazing this week when I was looking at this. You know, everybody's talked about what a horrible year Gordon has had. He still has.
Only Kyle Busch has more top fives than him.
He's tied with Carl Edwards. Edwards and Gordon both have 6 top fives. Gordon has 7 top tens. He's also had 4 DNFs.
Yeah, that's what's killed
which
him.
Which has killed him.
Yeah.
But when you look at those numbers, it doesn't sound like that bad a year.
And
but
the thing
it's
is,
just, Busch has had such a more awesome year than
well, the thing
that.
Is, the difference is Carl Edwards has 3 wins, Kyle Busch has 4, Jeff Gordon hasn't even sniffed a victory yet.
Right.
Not even sniffed one. So he has, even with those 6 top fives he has, not one of those was he a threat to win the race. I mean, not even once. Probably the best
Vegas,
car,
Vegas
best
may
car
have been.
He had, the best shot he had, the best car he had was at Vegas. And that's the one he tore up when he plowed the inside wall there with just a couple of laps to go when he tangled with Matt Kenseth. But I still don't think even in that race he had anything for Carl Edwards. So, I mean, it's another case. You could finish second and still not really have a shot at beating the guy that wins.
But other than the win, Jimmy Johnson is not having as good a year
consistency-wise.
Yeah. And even Earnhardt Jr. doesn't have as many top fives as Gordon does. He has more top tens. But, you know, you look at that and you kind of go, wow, that just seems a little odd because everybody's talked about what a horrible year Gordon is having.
Now, just expect the bar is set so high for him. I mean, the bar is so high. If he's not winning races, he's stinking it up. I mean, that's all there is to it. And I think he'd be the first one to tell you he's not happy with the way they're running because, again, he's not winning races and he's not challenging for wins.
All
top five
do,
are good, but
log on to NASCAR.com and sign up for Track Pass to listen to his radio, and you will understand he is not a happy camper. You know, if you listen to that long, you understand why he got the reputation as a whiner, because I kind of listened on Sunday, and they just can't seem to get the car right for him. And even though he had a great run on Sunday, there were so many things wrong with that car that I don't get it.
It comes back to the new car again. It just comes back to that again, that there's just, and all the drivers have talked about this, is there's just such a fine line. There's always been a fine line But it's just a razor-thin line now between running the top five and running 35th. I mean, it's just, you're so, Jimmy Johnson said it, you're so close, you know, can go from being a winning car to being junk, just like that. And I mean, it's just, it is such a fine line. Stick around, come back, second half of the race report, and we will hear from the top finishers at Dover, and also look ahead to a Pocono before we're done here on the Race Report.